From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says the debate over health care has been thorough and it's gone on long enough. Mr. Obama was promoting health care legislation today in suburban St. Louis. NPR's Don Gagne says the president wants an up or down vote on health care this week.
The president is in campaign mode, trying to put pressure on reluctant members of his own party. With the November elections less than 8 months away, this is considered the last chance for passage of the health care overhaul. The president said too many members of Congress are calculating what a yes vote would mean politically.
Our country will be stronger because of this reform. I don't know about the politics, but I know it is the right thing to do. And that's why I'm fighting so hard to get it done.
This was the president's second health care rally outside Washington this week. Another is scheduled for Monday in Ohio. Don Gagne, NPR News, St. Charles, Missouri.
The Senate has passed a series of bills to speed up job growth. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the measures are designed to help businesses, unemployed workers, and doctors who treat Medicare patients.
Six Republican senators broke ranks to vote with Democrats, who, except for Nebraska's Ben Nelson, backed the $149 billion package. Besides renewing tax breaks, the bill would extend until the end of the year the monthly unemployment checks and health insurance subsidies being sent to those who've been out of work for more than 6 months. It also sends an additional $25 billion to states to help with rising Medicaid costs, and it spares Medicare doctors a 21% cut in payments until the end of the year. The House has passed similar measures, but differences remain between the two chambers on how the bill's being paid for. Only about a quarter of its value is defrayed by other revenues, but some House Democrats say that money had already been designated to help pay for the health care overhaul Democrats are still struggling to pass. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A federal judge in New York has ordered the government to notify all federal agencies that they cannot block funding for ACORN. Judge Nina Gershon has struck down the congressional ban on government funding to the activist group. The ban was approved last year following revelations that some ACORN workers had advised people on how to break the law. Gershon says Congress never enacted a process for deciding if ACORN had mishandled any money. The government says it will review the judge's ruling. Actor Corey Haim died in Los Angeles today. He was 38 years old. Haim gained fame in the 1980s, appearing in a string of films including Lucas, The Lost Boys, and Silver Bullet. Although he had a long history of drug problems, no cause of death has been determined. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 2 points to close at 10,567. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 18 points. This is NPR News. The Kansas City School Board has approved a plan to shut down half of the public schools in the city's main school district by the end of the year to save money. Teachers at six other low-performing schools would be required to reapply for their jobs. The district would also cut about 700 jobs, including 285 teachers. The district has a projected $50 million budget shortfall. Kansas City Schools lost some of its state funding when the student population dropped because of flight to publicly funded charter schools, private and parochial schools, and the suburbs. Scientists in Washington State have made the complete genetic sequence of all four members of a single human family. The researchers say focusing on just one family provides some unique advantages in searching for genes involved in diseases. NPR's Joe Palca explains.
Sequencing all 3 billion letters of DNA that make up our genetic code has gotten both cheaper and faster in recent years. But sequence machines still make mistakes, and that's where it's advantageous to have family members. Because if the same stretch of DNA differs between parent and child, then the difference is either a mistake the machine made or a mutation in the DNA. And scientists know machine mistakes are more common than mutations. By resequencing sections of DNA with discrepancies, scientists from the Institute for Systems Biology in Seattle could show which was which. The truly accurate sequence made finding the mutations that cause disease far easier. The work appears in the journal Science. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Asian markets have inched higher early Thursday amid mixed economic news and following small gains on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.